A Haiku by Issa. All the time I pray to Buddha, I keep on killing mosquitoes. All the time I pray to Buddha, I keep on killing mosquitoes. All the time I pray to Buddha, I keep on killing mosquitoes. It's end of summer, getting close to end of summer. I think we are 2/3 of the way through astronomical summer, and mosquitoes are plentiful, at least in our area of the GTA. And I must confess that there have been numerous therapy sessions in my life where I have cried over killing insects or arachnids. And my lovely, wonderful therapist, who went to a Buddhist post-secondary university in Colorado to study her transpersonal psychology, just tells me, "Courtney, it's an insect. Let it go." And you know what? I really struggle to let it go because I believe in nonviolence, and yet here I am with a bottle of all-purpose cleaner frantically spraying these tiny little house spiders that exist at least at this time of year to kill the mosquitoes. So not only am I making my life harder by worrying about ending this tiny creature's life, but I'm also upending the natural order of things and being a hypocrite. It's this complex thing that I can't seem to escape, and I don't know how to end the cycle. Is ending the cycle leaving the spiders alone, which I've been trying to do? Is ending the cycle calling my long-suffering husband upstairs to engage in Justin's humane insect and arachnid removal service? That's usually the one these days. I don't know. Have you cried over killing insects before? Do you apologize to them before you end their little lives? Or do you just let them be? Am I overthinking this? Chances are I am indeed overthinking this. That's kind of my MO in life. All the time I pray to Buddha, I keep on killing mosquitoes. Maybe this isn't as cheeky and as fun as I hoped. This has kind of just sent me on an existential path today, and I'm not sure if that's the right one. So I'm going to try to immediately calm down after this. This was very unexpected. I will probably drink a nice cup of Darjeeling tea and prepare myself for Pilates later this afternoon, because mind-body connection is key when you are in recovery. Don't overlook the power of somatic therapy. Well, this has been a ride this morning. Thanks for sticking with me. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes for yet another week. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to tell you to put on your sunscreen and drink your water and be kind to yourself and be kind to each other. And then I'm going to thank you for letting me into your ear holes once more. And I'm also going to tell you that I love you all very, 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 very much. And that I hope you all have a moment to yourself this weekend where you can just be without worrying about killing mosquitoes or other small insects, or if you're overthinking everything. Maybe that's just for me. Maybe not. I don't know. I never do. Okay, third time's the charm. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes. I love you all so much. Take good care of yourselves, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.